Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
Welcome to another episode of Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby, and our engineer and producer for today's show is Nat Wiener. Our sponsor is TechServe, and I am your host, Ann Saxelby. Thanks for joining us. So today's episode of Cutting the Curd is devoted to Cheesetopia, this year's American Cheese Society Conference taking place in Seattle from August 25th to the 29th. And I'm really lucky today to be joined by two cheese superstars, Sasha Davies and Kurt Damier, who've helped mastermind this year's conference. Are you guys there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello, hello, welcome.
Thanks.
So long time no talk. I feel like, I don't know, the last time I saw both of you was probably at the ACS in Vermont.
That's right, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thanks for joining me on the show today. I wanted to talk to you guys about this year's American Cheese Society Conference and kind of get the scoop about what's going to be going on and all the fun things that you guys have been cooking up over the last couple months. But before we talk about the ACS, I would love it if Sasha and then Kurt, you guys could just tell me a little bit about what you guys do in the world of cheese and how you got involved with the ACS.
Wow. Okay.
or you can just pick one of those things. I know it's like 10.
Well, at the moment I've had a kind of interesting trajectory through cheese, as I think most people who have worked in cheese probably would say the same thing. I've worked on the retail side of the business for a while, and that's what I'm doing currently, running a small cheese counter here in Portland at a shop called Square Deal Wine and Cheese. And I also am looking forward to my book coming out this September, which is a guide to West Coast cheeses. So I've been participating in that way as well. And I've been a member of ACS since I started working at Murray's Cheese in New York, which was back in 2003, and have been attending the conference steadily since then, and became a member of the board 2 years ago, and got involved with the conference as soon as I found out it was going to be in my backyard and that Kurt was the designated chair of the event at that point. So that's kind of my story so far.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the book. That's really awesome. I didn't know that was in the works.
Yeah.
Well, and how appropriate. So people can use your book this year at the ACS as their like own personal guide to all the great cheese that's right around the corner.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Kurt, how about you? And I'm really sorry if I pronounced your last name wrong. I was like, I don't know, I'm a Midwesterner. I tend to just be phonetic about things, but.
You know, my last name gets pronounced like lots of different ways. I liked the way you pronounced it. It made me sound very she. But it's actually Dammeyer.
Dammeyer, okay.
Much more boring in German rather than she in French.
I guess my business partner's French. Maybe he's like, I don't know, molded my mind in ways that I can't begin to imagine.
But I get the Dammeyer every once in a while, and I'm happy to hear it. So no offense taken at all.
All right.
So I'm practically the exact opposite of Sasha. She's done everything in cheese, and I've basically been far more boring and just done one thing. And I'm the owner, founder of Beecher's Handmade Cheese in Seattle. We make our cheese in Pike Place Market. Our cheese is we describe it as kind of a cross between a cheddar and a Gruyere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cheese that is cheddared, but it doesn't use a traditional culture set from the cheddar cheese community. We have some Swiss style cultures in there as well. So the cheese itself, we like to say it has the rich robustness of a cheddar, but the creamy finishing cookability of a Gruyere.
And makes probably some of the best macaroni and cheese in the world, which I've heard at your place is just like killer.
Well, right from the start, my take on cheese, and when I started Beecher's, I really felt like that cheese didn't have to be fussy, that good cheese should be just really good food and didn't have to be a fussy thing. And so my take on it right from the start was trying to create a cheese that would be ubiquitously likable and something that you could cook with, but still be really handmade and artisanal and good enough to kind of stand on a world stage, if you will, although at a hopefully lower price point.
That's awesome. That's like the best of all possible worlds in one bite of cheese. And this spectacular cheese that you're talking about, is this your flagship reserve?
Well, our flagship and our flagship reserve.
Okay.
The cheese we sell the most of is called Flagship, and it is actually made in blocks, aged in cryovac, but aged 18 months before we sell any of it. So there's not kind of this rush to sell it until it's the very best it can be. Then we started with that cheese, and then a couple of years in, we decided to take that very same cheese and age it in cheesecloth rather than in cryovac, which I'm sure you know, and maybe your listeners do too. If you age cheese in cheesecloth, it loses quite a bit of moisture over time.
Sure.
So our 18-pound wheel, 13 months later when we sell it, weighs only 16 pounds because it's lost 2 pounds of moisture.
Wow.
And it's had some effect of the molds that are on the outside. Whereas our regular flagship, which is aged in cryovac bags, but aged out to 18 months, doesn't lose any weight, which kind of helps keep the price lower.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And how long have you been affiliated with ACS, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's funny. We opened Beecher's in November of 2003, and we were the eighth cheesemaker in the state of Washington, and I think there's now probably getting pretty close to 50.
Wow.
Certainly over 40.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so I got involved in the cheese business at a kind of a crossroads time. And so I actually got asked to be on the board of the American Society in my second year in the cheese business.
Wow.
So it feels like I've been there forever. And I guess I have, but I've only been in the cheese business itself for 7 years. I think I've been on the board for five.
Okay. Well, that's incredible. It's actually funny. I guess we all got into the cheese business at the same time. I started at Murray's in 2003 as well, and I feel like, yeah, it's crazy to see the amazing direction that everybody has you know taken and how much has been accomplished in such a short time.
It's so cool.
Yeah,
it's so cool. I mean, and I think we're really only, you know, still toward the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Of the evolution. I expect here in Washington, if you went back 20 or 30 years, there was almost no wine business. There was maybe 10 or 15 wineries, and now there's a couple of thousand.
I mean, wow, that many.
And I expect that same kind of thing will happen in cheese, where there will be just more and more and better local product.
So that's pretty appropriate then that the title of this year's ACS conference is Cheesetopia, and it's taking place in Washington State, because it does seem like there is a state of Cheesetopia happening there for sure, and throughout all the Pacific Northwest.
Well, the term Cheesetopia is one that Sasha and I kind of came up with that really tries to highlight the idea that Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia are really a single cheesemaking region. They all share a very similar geography, very similar sensibility, and really the same climate. And so, you know, essentially terroir.
Yeah.
And I think when you collect up all three of those regions together and view them as a single region, that we're really getting to the stage where we are on par with a Vermont or a Wisconsin or a California. Not necessarily in terms of output, but in terms of quality and excitement.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say Seattle is like, it just seems like it's such a huge cheese town. I mean, you guys recently had the Seattle Cheese Festival, right? How was that?
Well, the Seattle Cheese Festival has been going on for about 5 years, I think.
Okay.
And it may very well have been the first or one of the first of its kind. And just some of the things that make it good also make it bad. It's a swarm. There's so many people that, you know, that's really cool and kind of awful at the same time.
you see your place just overrun. How many, I mean, I don't even know if you would be able to guesstimate, but how many pounds of cheese do you guys go through in the Seattle Cheese Festival?
Just that one day?
Yeah.
I don't know. We sell about, I think it's right around 30,000 pounds of cheese a year.
Okay.
Out of our store at Beecher's. I don't really know how much on that one weekend.
Sometimes, you know, people just go crazy. Like, you know, I was wondering if it like cleaned out the stocks for like part of the year, but it sounds like it's...
Well, in some ways it's difficult for us because we're still selling cheese where right there in the festival, they're just giving it away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the swarm thing, right?
Yeah.
You give away cheese, people just like, you know, are, you know, like flies to honey.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to talk to you guys a little bit about this year's conference and what's in store. I don't know. Do you guys have any comments about, you know, sort of the special events or how the festival is going to be set up or how the American Cheese Society is going to be set up?
Well, there's kind of two things that are important to talk about, I suppose. There's a couple little structural changes on the event side, but that's one thing. But the probably first and foremost is this year's program is really... I'm totally convinced it's a huge leg up from prior in terms of the depth and the breadth. Sasha's done, and so Sasha and I kind of have divided this up. I'm kind of event guy, and she's program person.
Okay.
And so
not program girl, program person.
Program person. We decided to be very politically correct about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. She's a program chick.
Yeah.
so I don't know if you've been on and registered. Are you coming to this, to the
event? Absolutely. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm bad. I haven't officially registered yet, but I have it at the top of my thing.
But we have it now on radio that you're coming and you have to register.
That's right. Oh. Anne Saxelby is actually one of our esteemed presenters at this year's conference.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Yes. I am lucky enough to be on a panel with David Grattenstein and Steve from Liberty Heights Fresh, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
So, Sasha, you should talk about the program. It's pretty incredible and lots to talk about.
So I wish that I could take more credit for having come up with all of the great ideas that are part of the program. However, the approach that I took when looking at it was really to look at years of previous conference feedback and to pour over the most recent year's programs and to try to cover topics that are in some ways evergreen topics, but to take a new approach to them, looking at things that people wish they could learn about at conference or wish that people would have talked about in sessions that covered that topic, you know, last year, 2 years ago. So there's some of those, and then there are also areas where really the focus is to try to provide information that small businesses could never afford to pay for on their own. So, for example, really, Kurt really was horrified that I was going to include some of these things because they sound like total snoozers. Mm-hmm. However, they're things that people really need. So information about product liability insurance for, you know, if you're getting into food production, that's a pretty big deal. And information about succession planning. So although the industry is growing in leaps and bounds, and we're seeing more cheesemakers come on board than ever before, we also have some of our veteran cheesemakers who are going to want to think about, you know, the dreaded R word, right, which is retiring. And maybe they're thinking about handing off the reins to someone else.
Republican.
Yeah.
Republican is the other dreaded R word. They may be thinking about that, too, although I don't have anything on the program for them in that respect. But, you know, so we're trying to provide some crisis planning tools for people, how to deal with the media if you ever have something, you know, like a recall or something major that happens with your business. So a lot of things that, like I said, that people couldn't afford to hire someone to consult about those topics on their own. So we're trying to use the power of the group to bring some of those things to conference attendees and to our membership. And then we have some awesome hands-on, or I shouldn't say hands-on because I don't know that everyone in the session will get their hands in the vat, but we will have live cheesemaking demonstrations for people to attend that are led by some of the industry's most revered cheesemakers. And I think those will be incredibly popular.
Wow. Can anyone come to those? Like, just a layperson could, like, sign up for that for the day and go and see how, like, you know, how some of these amazing cheeses are made?
Absolutely. So, definitely there is a place for cheese enthusiasts at the conference. There are, you know, many sessions that are devoted to more entry-level topics, like how to, develop your palate for sensory evaluation of cheese and what else? A lot of tasting sessions, you know, why are blue cheeses all different from one another and what's going on with the molds and the science behind that and things that really would appeal to people who've been in the industry for a long time, but also definitely would not be overwhelming for someone who is just a crazy cheese lover who can't get enough and, you know, is out there looking for new information and new things to try. And yes, those cheese making demonstrations would be a fantastic place for someone who maybe has never actually seen their favorite food made, you know, which is a moment that I definitely remember in my entry to the cheese world was the first time I saw cheese being made. So It's just going to be an incredible conference. We've got great presenters, and yeah, we're really excited about it. And then that's, you know, not even touching on any of the events.
Well, maybe that's a good place to take a break. Maybe we'll take a really quick break here in the studio, and when we come back, we'll talk about events and other things going on in Seattle during this year's American Cheese Society Conference. Welcome back to Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. Our program today has been produced and engineered by Nat Wiener and has been generously sponsored by TechServe, Manhattan's Mac store par excellence. I'm lucky today to be joined by Sasha Davies and Kurt Dammeyer, organizers of this year's American Cheese Society Conference, which is taking place in Seattle. And so I'm just like, I don't know. I can't wait. Just hearing about all the programs, and now I don't know. You guys have a whole lineup of other special events going on, and it's just going to be insane. So, what else is going on besides the programs where people are going to be learning about cheese?
Well, the biggest thing that we're excited about is a change in the format of the awards and the Festival of Cheese.
Are there going to be like dancers and hula hoopers and stuff like that?
Yes. Awesome. We're going to have a whole herd of dancing curds.
totally Cirque du Soleil meets ACS.
Yes.
I can
incredible.
See it now. And like foam rubber costumes are like bumping into each other on stage. It would be hilarious.
And you'll have to jump a trapeze to come up and get your award.
Ooh, nice.
So what we've done this year is we have combined the two events. I've long felt that the awards show generated such energy and excitement, and that walking out of it, it's kind of a letdown because I always wanted the party to be happening right then. And so this year, got a chance to change it. we're hiring Ben Arroyo Hall, which is the coolest venue in Seattle. It's the concert hall for the orchestra.
Okay.
And for the symphony in downtown Seattle. It's really a spectacular, spectacular hall. And we're holding the award show, which we were referring to as the Cheese Oscars, right there in the hall. We're inviting the general public.
Oh, fun.
We're going to be selling 1,000 tickets to the general public to come to the award show. But then the kicker is the award show is going to be followed instantly by the Festival of Cheese, which will be in the lobby of the hall.
That is such
a
good idea.
And then it'll also be accompanied by 15 or 20 each of Seattle's best restaurants and wineries. So it'll just be a foodie event that's never been seen in Seattle.
Well, and I just have to interrupt for 2 seconds, because if any of our listeners haven't heard or haven't been to the ACS, and I'm imagining that's a lot of them, the Festival of Cheese is insane. It is an event that features every cheese that's been entered into the American Cheese Society competition, which is cut up and portioned out for you to sample and enjoy. And this year, there's probably going to be, what, over 1,000 different kinds of cheese?
1,400, probably.
Wow.
Probably 1,400 cheeses. And it's going to be like going to watch the Oscars, and then you get to go out and meet the actors, right, instantly. Or, said differently, it's like going to the Beard Awards, then getting to walk outside and eat the food of the people who won the awards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I totally agree. I remember I went to the awards ceremony in Burlington a couple years ago, And yeah, you're so happy for everybody and about all, you know, that they've accomplished. But then afterwards, yeah, I was kind of like, all right, where are we going to dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
going to be a big change and a big event that we're working on, and bringing in 1,000 of the general public and Michael Pollan to be the speaker who opens the awards show. That's kind of it's a big upgrade. I hope it's going to be very successful. I'm confident, but we're working on a lot of logistics and details for sure. We're also having tours that are a little more aggressive and interesting than have been done in the past.
Okay.
I like the idea of an aggressive tour.
the guide with the umbrella is like beating you over the head as exactly. If you like fall behind in line.
So we're to kind of drive home the point about Cheesetopia and the single regionness that we're really promoting here. One tour will leave from Vancouver, BC, and come through the cheesemaking region to the north of Seattle and come to Seattle. Another tour will leave from Portland and do the same thing in reverse. So our membership can pick to fly into one of these other two cities. So you're kind of getting a twofer on your cheesy vacation.
Oh my God, I have to do that. I have like a couple days before the conference, and I've never been to Vancouver or Portland. So,
oh my God.
I know.
Do it.
Ridiculous.
Portland is, so you want to go to Portland if you really like to spend time in a really cool foodie culture, really kind of organic, and I don't mean so much organic in the capital O, really authentic. You go to Vancouver if you want to go to more of the high life.
Okay.
Vancouver's far more like San Francisco, and Portland's more like Berkeley.
Totally. Yeah. No, I think I feel like Portland's calling my name. I'm a bike rider, and I feel like everyone in Portland is a bike rider and has like chickens in their yard stuff, and that just seems really fun.
Yeah, so they're both great cities, and it's funny because then Seattle is really kind of a tweener, right, between the two, and geographically and sensibility-wise. What do you think about that, Sasha?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of the tours are going to be absolutely incredible.
How long do they last? Can I ask? If you fly into one of those cities, what's the trajectory?
It's just a one day.
You fly in, spend the night, go to an event, and then the next morning you get on the bus, and you'll stop at 3 cheesemakers along the way and end up in Seattle around 4 o'clock.
Wow. So fun. I mean, I feel like all the
and
things.
Did I mention they're going to have liquor on them?
Party bus. liquor and cheese.
It's going to be totally
well,
better
wine,
than prom.
Wine and
way
cheese.
Better than prom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And people are probably going to be dressed better than that, too. Hopefully. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But we could wear formal wear.
They're going to preview their wardrobe for the cheese Oscars on the tour. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah, so Anne, you have to wear something really really fancy for the cheese Oscars now. Isn't this no coming in your Birkenstocks?
Oh, man. I only own jeans and T-shirts now. It's really gotten pared down. I like look at all these clothes that I had in college, and I was like, what was I doing? I was just like walking around like dressing up every day. Now I'm just like, nope.
Well, the brand new jeans then.
Okay. I'll wear the new jeans, not the cheesy smelling ones.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about this? And I don't know if anyone has ever, I'm sure that this happens all the time actually, but is there any way to convince the city of Seattle to let you guys put a giant fake cheese wedge on top of that building with the needle on top?
I love that it's just the building with the needle on top.
Yeah.
Is there any way
you
can thread the needle?
Are you one of those
cheese?
People who has that Hudson River poster in your, where anywhere on the other side of the Hudson is like nowhere?
I have the Mississippi River poster because I grew up in Chicago, so I know.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So anyway, it's the Space Needle.
Space Needle.
And that was our first pass when we first decided we were going to do it in Seattle, we were trying very hard to get a cheese wedge on top of the needle. And ultimately, failed.
Oh, so sad. You guys are both so charming, though. I imagine you guys got closer than anybody else.
Well, I'm pretty good friends with the family who owns the Space Needle. It's actually a privately owned building.
Oh, wow.
And we got pretty far. The holdup, actually, in the end, was the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, who was kind of at one point considering paying for it. It's expensive to... No one has a giant cheese hat that would fit on the top of the needle.
Shocking.
So you'd have to make one.
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, there was fabrication costs to consider.
Sure. Well, I feel like just the fact that you guys really went for it and were almost going to make it happen, that is absolutely amazing. And maybe, you know, on the website, you could just like superimpose one and put it out there for like the National Endowment for the Arts. Be like, somebody fabricate this thing.
So then people will know that building as the building with the needle and the cheese wedge on top.
Yeah. Cheese toothpick building. Oh, man. So how do people sign up and find out about this wonderful conference? We've talked all about it, but we don't know. You know, I know how to do it, but how does everybody else do it?
CheeseSociety.org.
CheeseSociety.org, everybody. That is the magical website. You can go on, and I believe you can buy just a day pass. You can buy tickets for the whole conference. You can buy now this special extended super cheese tour, buses and formal wear, the whole nine yards. And then the actual dates, is it starting on Wednesday the 25th or is it starting on Thursday?
The tours will happen on Wednesday the 25th. But the program that's actually in Seattle at the conference site will start on Thursday morning. And then the culminating event, the Festival of Cheese, or as Kurt's calling it, the Cheese Oscars, is on Saturday evening. And then there's a big cheese fire sale that happens on Sunday, which is also something not to be missed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can load up your suitcase with like pounds and pounds of cheese for pennies on the dollar there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are unfortunately out of time, but I just want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to talk with me about this conference, because it's really exciting. And I feel like you guys really have changed things around. There's an amazing amount of thought that's been put into it, and it's going to be an absolutely wonderful conference.
Hey, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to your listeners about it and introduce them to the conference. We really, really appreciate the support. It's a pleasure.
Very good. So if anyone out there listening wants to attend, again, the website for the American Cheese Society is www.cheesesociety.org. And I would encourage you all to try and make it out, because it's always it's a hoot. So thank you, Sasha. Thank you, Kurt. And we will see you next week on Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.